On to other drama that people in South Africa have been enjoying for some time. Probably the one of the longest running soap that's played in South Africa. It's just a month ago we were celebrating the 8,000th episode of The Bold and the Beautiful playing here in SA, with a conversation I had with Scott Clifton, the gentleman who plays Liam Spencer. And of course we love a Forrester or Spencer descendant. We were talking about that in the context of, you know, the nostalgia that the show brings back and the connection South Africa has in terms of their daily fix of soapies. Well, just a couple of weeks after that, AVA, the channel that on which it was shown, channel 141 on DSTV, was terminated by DSTV itself. To help us understand what is on the go and whether or not you can expect to see some of the programming many of you have been sending us WhatsApps and calling us to find out more about, is Craig Falk, deputy editor and currently acting editor of TV Plus magazine. Craig, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us to get some color.
Hey, Rafael, how are you doing?
Excellent, thank you. But just disappointed for some of my listeners. It's a story as old as time for many of us who watch. And AVA was the only access that so many South Africans had any longer to The Bold and the Beautiful. Won't you help us understand what happens when something like this, you know, like the removal of a channel and wholesale removal of a channel happens?
Okay, so, I mean, we've been, like you said, we've been seeing Bold and the Beautiful since 1988. That was literally a year after it started airing in the US. So we've had this very long relationship with the Forresters in LA and all of their shenanigans. So, you know, it's ingrained in people. I remember my mother watching it from the start as well. And, you know, these things aren't as clear-cut as people would like to think. It's not just a case of somebody at MultiChoice waking up one morning and saying, oh, let's just get rid of a channel. It doesn't work like that. There's a lot of algorithms. There's a lot of math that goes into it. With EVA, what happened was we actually got an official response from AMC Networks International, who own the channel, and they said that after discussions with DSTV, they have decided to no longer offer EVA and EVA Plus in Africa. So if you look at that statement from the channel owner, it wasn't DSTV's decision. It was actually made for them. We won't know the internals of their discussions. Did they come and say that they're demanding a 50% fee increase? Did DSTV go to them and say, well, we're only offering you 10? We won't know those things. There's confidentiality clauses, obviously. And as business, they're not actually obliged to explain the inner workings.
Sure.
But especially from this angle, it's disappointing because it looks like, you know, unfortunately, there's nothing DSTV can do about it because the actual people who own the rights to broadcasting it are just saying, look, enough. We can't meet in an agreement, and we're just not going to work together for this. Again, it's not that clear cut, so there will be other things that go into the decision. It's not just a let's get rid of Bold because we don't like Bold.
No, understood.
It's a very complex situation.
Just as we as clients will buy a bouquet from DSTV, so too does DSTV buy a bouquet of content from its suppliers like AMC International. And that bouquet may change at any time. So is it possible then, is there any way that there is a South African channel that might be able to access the show itself?
Oh, absolutely. We're not privy to the inner workings of the public broadcaster. We're not privy to what's going on at ETV and Openview. So they might be in discussions. We won't know until they put out a formal statement. In the meantime, if you go and ask them, I can guarantee you'll be given a, we don't know what you're talking about. There's no truth to the rumors. And that's just general business speak. Until something is put out in the media, you won't know. Let me put it to you that way.
Just a brief stat from you, please, Craig, in terms of the power, the ratings power of The Bold and the Beautiful for any channel in South Africa.
You know, it really varies again, because if you look at SABC3, their access across the country isn't as widespread as SABC1. SABC1 has a far larger footprint just because of the spectrum that it's broadcast on. So it's difficult to say who will and won't see it. And also, if you look at people who are watching on Openview, they've got the Openview decoder, but that gives them access to SABC 1, 2, and 3 and ETV. The same for ETV. It's available on Openview and then again on DSTV. So I'd like to think that a show like Bold is enticing, given the fact that there's a 30-plus year history in the country. And, I mean, you've seen how many messages have come through from fans. Bold knows what an audience it has in the country. They come here regularly. Mm. I think just 2-3 years ago, Heather Tom was here with a couple of the other actors because they were celebrating an anniversary, but it's important for them to connect with South Africa as an audience. They know that we've been watching since 1988, which is longer than most of the actors have actually been there, apart from people like Catherine Kelly Lang and John McCook, who've been there since day one. So there is a huge fan base. Whether that will translate into a local channel again picking it up, it's impossible to say at the moment.
Craig Falk, Deputy Editor and Acting Editor of TV Plus Magazine, thank you so much for that perspective.